This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Arrests fuel the flames of protest. Oh, when will they ever learn? The tagline from the old Pete Singer rendition of Where Have All the Flowers Gone locked in my brain as I read about the campus arrest at Columbia and Yale universities of pro-Palestinian protesters. I have to wonder who advises these fancy elite college presidents when they have so little sense of history when it comes to tactics and strategy. Bringing police onto campuses is the equivalent of throwing gas on a fire. How could they not know that? Remember, for example, the now hallowed Occupy Wall Street affair some years ago. The encampment was locked down in a small park in the city. It had fallen far from the front pages and evening news as the spotlight drifted away, as it always does with the media. As an organizer, it seems they were caught in an unstoppable cycle of attrition unless they caught a break. Then the police and city officials did them the favor of bungling arrest at a peaceful protest on the Brooklyn Bridge. It rekindled the protest. Supporters and others around the country then rallied to the cause. The protest spread from there until the tactic swallowed the strategy, and smart cities just let the encampments trickle out in the winter to the cold and snow. The Columbia campaign was small, 100 students or so. It had been going for weeks. Other campuses are seeing actions now as well. The Yale situation is more recent, but clearly, when 60 students and supporters were arrested after having left voluntarily previously, they took the arrest in solidarity with Columbia. Worth remembering that the demand at Yale is for disclosure and divestiture from their portfolio of any weapon manufacturers supplying to Israel. Hardly a call for revolution in our time. I have to also add that these are not the building takeovers and sit-ins organized by me and my generation in opposition to Vietnam, black student rights, and other issues. These protests look identical to the homeless encampments many of us see in vacant areas and under expressways in our cities. No question that these are determined protests, but if we think about the administrators' actions, we have to ask, why now? School is almost out at these universities. In some cases, there are only weeks to go before they shut down for the summer, and in other cases, campuses are virtually empty for exam periods. School out for these protests would have been the equivalent of winter coming for Occupy. All of this seems to be a matter of universities and their bosses caviling and caving into the political right-wingers in Congress who have ridiculed them in kangaroo court hearings. In a sweet irony, it hasn't worked for them. Their opponents in Congress and on the right were not mollified by Columbia's president's promises to crack down, and her own faculty senate is moving to censure her for her actions. As for the students, of course it hasn't worked for them either. In fact, as is often the case, and almost a requirement for protest pushback, as any veteran organizer knows, our advice would be get back on the horse. And that's exactly, to their credit, what they have done by returning to the protests and even to the encampments, regardless of their tactical merit, since they do send a message. If the right wing and college chieftains want to help build a student movement and maybe trigger a larger anti-war movement, then calling on the police on campuses to arrest peaceful protesters is a favor to the organizers and forces a deepening of resolve. Perhaps inadvertently, their protests have highlighted the weakness of their opponents. I'm sure they are secretly whispering thanks for them lighting matches to spread the fire. This is Wade Rethke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.